When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I can't do an accent. I'm Josh. Hi.
And together we answer the curious questions of the world. I don't know where that accent came from. It's just, I don't know. You know, the energy the day is giving.
It caught me off guard. but it wasn't bad, so...
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just saying, apologies, listeners. I'm nasally this morning.
Happens.
It's really hitting me. So if I'm a little extra sinusy nasally on this episode, I apologize in advance.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm doing good.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Thank you.
We forgive you.
Thank you. I needed that. how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, the Thanksgiving is upon us. Mm. I just booked my travel, probably a little late, so I overpaid for a flight, probably.
Rad.
But all is good. All is well. I'm going to spend a week home with family.
Nice.
In North Kakalaki.
Oh.
So it'll be cool.
That's cool. That's fun. I'm also spending time with family for Thanksgiving, doing a little travel,
nice.
But it should be good. But yeah, luckily no flights. Didn't have to book a flight, so I can't imagine.
Nice. I'm not going to lie. I'm in that same predicament I was in last year where it's like I'm $2,000 away from getting the next status or next tier.
Oh, yeah.
And Delta, like I am a religious Delta flyer. I don't know if anyone really cares about this, but they changed their sky mile status. And so this is like my last year to probably reach like a really good status with Delta.
Yeah.
And so I basically am trying to figure, I'm like willing to buy anyone's flights at this point. Like I'm like, I will buy, like, Josh, you need to fly somewhere. I will overpay for, I will literally pay for a first class seat. Like I just want to get the status for next year, but you know,
somewhere now. So, you know, just if you're
okay, perfect. Where do you need to go?
I don't know, we'll but if you're going to pay for it, like, you know, whatever.
Perfect. Oh, well, you know, you're going to Venmo me back, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I'll put it on my flight status because I just need, I don't
you
know.
You need those points.
I need to like figure out. Yeah, I need the points.
Yeah.
So it is. It's okay. Anyway, that's my life. That's my grief.
Yeah.
Should we get into some ratings and reviews?
I think we shall. I've got some stuff from YouTube comments.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going
spicing
off
it up.
Script yet again, picking from other areas. And this comes from the comments of our Shark Babies episode.
That was such an iconic episode. That might be my new favorite.
It was a really great episode. That, you know, with the shark, obviously the shark part was gold, but then followed up with the $1 million genius snail conversation.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. But I just wanted to like run through a few comments here. First one is from Forging Luck, which I've seen they've commented on quite a few, so they're a fan.
Oh, cool. Hey, Forging Luck.
They just said, love that intro. It's nice and concise, but still artful. So,
ooh, you know. Nice and concise and artful.
Loving the new intro.
I've never been called those words.
I don't know if I have either, but, you know, I'll take it.
Thank you, Forging Luck.
And then two corrections here I wanted to just throw in. I think I specifically mentioned that sharks were solitary creatures. This person, Christopher Whitman, actually says hammerhead sharks travel in large schools. So they're not solitary like other
Interesting.
Sharks. So
interesting.
Fun fact there.
I will say when I've been scuba diving, I've seen a couple like they're not like super big groups, but it'll be like two or three sharks swimming together. I think tiger sharks will sometimes swim in pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. A majority of them are pretty much lone wolves.
Well, I think, and again, this is all off the cuff. I haven't fact checked or done any research on this, so whatever. But I think great white sharks do not. They are solitary. And so I would, and that's like, for the majority of people, that's the shark. You know, like when you think of a shark, that's the shark.
That's the shark.
So, yeah, I think maybe that's where the misconception came from of like, well, great whites do it, so all sharks do it.
All sharks must do it. No, I appreciate the correction because, you know, obviously we don't know everything and we want to share with you guys as much factual information as we can, but we can't get it right every time. So thank you for that correction and educating the science pals even further.
Yes. Like Grace said, we don't know everything and we are absolutely okay with admitting being wrong and correcting where needs correcting. And we love learning just as much as you. So if you can hit us with a fun fact that we didn't get right, cool.
All right. We're going to move into some listener curiosity with this next one today.
All right.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
This one comes from the Kreutz fam, and they titled it OGRT, gave us 5 stars.
Right on.
They said, I think you should do a hat. I really want a hat with like 20,000 exclamation points. The hat saga continues.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to figure it out, how to do hats, how to get hats, how to make them affordable for you all, because we're not trying to have you guys out here spending an arm and a leg. So we're still figuring that out.
That's the hard. So some work has been done. We've discovered that is the hard part, is trying to make them somewhat affordable, because just the cost to us and then like charging a little bit, you know, because there's going to be shipping involved. We don't want to have to sell you like a $40 hat because that's ridiculous. So yeah, we're trying to explore other options, potentially someone local that could do them, like the people that do my band merch. We got these hats that I'm wearing right now. I'm seeing if that's maybe an option, that they could make some Science Pal hats that will be a little cheaper. We'll see.
Yeah, so we're figuring it out. We're trying to see what can be done, but just know we hear you guys on the hats and we want them as much as you do. So we're doing as much research as we can. And the Kreutz fam rating and review went on to say, also, I think you should do a podcast about cancer and why your body does not fight it. I love the podcast and here's a joke.
Okay.
And then it says, insert your joke here.
Oh, No joke.
I think it was just like, it's your own joke. Like, we need to
fill it in with a joke.
What kind of jeans do your jeans wear?
What?
Designer jeans.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it's not. And I think I got the joke wrong, too.
I was going to say, I feel like I've heard that, and I don't think that was quite it.
It wasn't it. That was my joke on the fly. And then the Kreutz fam gave us 1, 2, like literally 10 rows of stars. So the Kreutz fam, thank you so much for your rating and review. We really appreciate it. It helps out the podcast so much.
Yes.
And we're going to find out why your body doesn't fight cancer like a cold in this week's Listener Curiosity, which is coming up after this break.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I mean, everyone knows someone with cancer, has had cancer, experienced cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's a really aggressive thing that can like take over the body.
Yeah. I mean, it is, unfortunately, can be a very life-altering thing for people, not just obviously the person getting cancer, you know, but even the people around them, family members, whatever. And it is an incredibly common thing.
Yes. I mean, there's breast cancer, prostate cancer, basal cell cancer, which is a skin cancer that starts as a basal cell, melanoma, which is the most common. It's a skin cancer that is the most serious, colon cancer, lung cancer, leukemia, lymphoma. And like, those are the most common you hear about. But cancer can spread and become very aggressive. I think this is a crazy stat. Okay. Cancer affects 1 in 3 people in the United States.
Wow. 1 in 3
people, cancer effects.
I mean,
so chances are that you know someone or are adjacent to someone that has been affected by cancer.
Yeah. I mean, it, like, even just with that little list, which was the most common ones you hear about, there's other ones, but like, that's so many different variations. I guess I'm not shocked that one in three people, because there's just so many ways you can get it, so many different areas of the mm-hmm. body that can develop cancer.
And so, speaking of that, yeah. so many different areas can develop cancer. Well, why
okay.
can all these different areas develop cancer? You and I and our listeners are made up of trillions of cells that over a lifetime normally grow and divide as needed. Mitosis. Thank you, mitosis. So when cells are abnormal or get old, they usually die off. But cancer starts when something goes wrong in this process and the cell keeps making new cells and the old and abnormal ones don't die when they should.
That is such a crazy thought. There's just like side tangent here. I mean, I think I've seen the like quote and I haven't fact checked it, so I don't know if it's 100% correct. But basically, like, the over your lifetime, your entire body dies and is produced, basically, because all your cells are constantly dying. And
yeah,
and coming and, you know, regenerate, not regenerating, but like making new cells.
Isn't it like every 7 years?
I don't remember the exact time frame, but it was like, yeah, it's like all your cells in your body are constantly dying and coming back as new cells.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
And it is crazy. Have you seen the show The Last of Us?
I haven't watched the HBO show. I played a little of the video game that it's based off of.
Oh, it's a video game?
Yeah, it was originally a PlayStation video game. There's one and two. And then, yeah, they turned it into an HBO show recently.
I've been watching the HBO show.
Is it good?
And
I want to watch it.
I don't. Okay, so I'm not really like a scary gal. Like, I don't like scary thrillers.
Right.
Like, Michael and I watch it before bed. And so, like, I go to bed kind of scared.
Okay.
It's not really a kid's show if you're a family listening or a kid.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's just like scary. There's no like adult content, I would say, but it's like these zombies-ish
yeah.
things, fungus that take over, kind of like the zombie ants, but they take over the humans. But this is what that kind of reminds me of, is like those cells don't like die.
Mm-hmm.
They just start growing cancer uncontrollably. And that's kind of what the body does in this show, because the fungus takes over. And it takes over those cells and like, the body eventually dies, but the fungus takes over, and that's kind of like what the cancer does here.
Fun fact, I guess. I'm almost like 90% sure I read this. Those zombie ants, which we talked about in a few past episodes, that is absolutely like, they credited that as like one of the inspirations for the zombies or whatever they're called in the show.
Oh, yeah. They talk about them in like the intro.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's like where they got the, yeah, they got the idea from.
Oh, well, there you go. So, which makes sense, because
yeah,
it's literally,
it's really cool,
fungus that gets in an ant and then grows out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So anyway, back on track, because
okay.
that was a hard tangent. So as the cancer cells grow out of control, they can crowd out the normal cells. And this makes it hard for your body to work the way that it should. So for many people, cancer can be treated successfully. In fact, more people than ever are living full lives after cancer treatment.
Yeah.
And there's many types of cancer, like we talked about. But cancer can develop anywhere in the body. And it's named for the part of the body where it first started.
Right.
So, for instance, breast cancer can start in the breast, but it's still called breast cancer even if it spreads or metastasizes to other parts of the body.
Okay. That makes... Okay, yeah. So, it's... Because obviously cancer can spread. That's when it becomes a really serious problem. But it doesn't
yes.
take on a new name or anything. It just still is the thing that it was. Yeah.
We got to get into the background of what cancer is before we can kind of... talk about why the body can't attack it like it does a common cold. So there's two main categories of cancer. There's hematologic, which is a blood cancer. And these cancers are cancers of blood cells. So this is like leukemia, lymphoma, and multiple myeloma. And then there's solid tumor cancers. And these are cancers of any of the other body organs or tissues. So the most common solid tumors are breast, prostate, lung, and colorectal cancers.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're alike in a way, but they can be different in the ways they grow, spread, and then respond to treatment. So some cancers can grow and spread really fast, while others are more slowly. And some like to spread to other parts of the body, while others like to stay put. So some of these types of cancers can be treated with surgery. So they'll just go in and cut out the tumor.
Yeah.
But if you have a hematologic or a blood cancer, they obviously can't go in and just like cut that out of you.
Right.
You know?
It's your blood.
Because your blood's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of times that will respond better to chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So often two or more treatments are used to get the best results. So this then leads us to, what's the difference between a benign and malignant tumors?
Right. In the case of a solid tumor cancer, right? That's what
yes.
we're talking about specifically here. There's two different types mm-hmm. of tumor in those cancers.
Yes. So a benign tumor usually grows very slowly, and they don't grow into tissue around them, and they don't grow into other parts of the body. So this is what I find really interesting. Your body is constantly creating and destroying tumors in your body. Did you know that?
No. I mean, I guess it makes sense thinking about it now, because we were talking about earlier how your body's cells are constantly dying and creating more cells, you know, constantly. So it mm-hmm. it makes sense. But no, I certainly did not think about my body as just constantly fighting off tumors, killing tumors.
Right. Isn't that crazy, though?
It's a little like, I don't know why this is where my mind went, but it's like how the Earth's atmosphere is constantly destroying asteroids, like, as you know, things are entering our atmosphere all the time, but usually they're not big enough to make it through. They just burn up in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's where my mind went. I don't know, but yeah,
that was a good analogy. I liked it.
Yeah, I try.
That was good, because you know, a lot of those meteors that don't make it, they don't cause any effect to our atmosphere. Maybe they do, but like the atmosphere just realigns itself.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with these benign tumors. They don't often cause symptoms unless they grow large enough to push on other structures.
Okay.
And if they need treatment, it's usually surgery, and sometimes radiation and medications are also used. But this is key. Benign tumors are not cancer.
Oh, so that's not considered cancer.
Right. So if you find a bump, it's like you can go get it checked out, and usually a doctor can touch it and be like, oh, it's not connected to tissue. Like, it moves around, like we can move it. So it's benign. There's like no need to biopsy it, check it out. They're just like, oh, yeah, you're good.
Okay. That's interesting.
But malignant tumors are cancerous tumors, and these grow quickly and uncontrollably. And these tumors can grow and spread into areas close by. So cells from these tumors can break away, travel through your blood and lymphatic system, and begin to grow in other parts of the body. And when this happens, it's called metastasizing.
Okay.
And then symptoms from malignant tumors usually vary depending on where the tumor is located, but malignant tumors are treated with surgery, radiation, and drugs like chemotherapy. And these are the ones you don't really want.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that. And it's scary. Like, that's, you know, especially talking about them breaking apart and growing quickly and uncontrollably. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
It's one of those things, because I've heard of, you know, people getting one of these removed, and they have to be as sure as possible that they remove every bit of it. But it's also like
all of it.
It's almost impossible. So because that's the thing, like I'm trying to remember. I think when we talked about, do you remember when we did the brain surgery thing?
Yes.
And we talked about being awake during brain surgery. And I mentioned the YouTuber and musician, his name's Charles Trippy. He got a tumor removed from his brain, and they had him awake during it, and he like vlogged the surgery. But that was one thing I feel like I remember, like they removed it, but he also had to do chemo because there was no way that they could get every little bit surgically removed. Yep.
But they could get enough of it that the chemo would be able to work.
Yeah, it's like basically
the smaller thing.
Yeah, the chemo would come in and clean up any leftovers, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is just, that's scary to think about, you know.
It's like when you drop ice cream and you've got a chunk of it, but you pick part of it up with the paper towel or something, or your hand, but then you have to go in and wipe it all up.
You know,
wiping it all up and cleaning it up is like the chemo, essentially.
Or just like lick it, depending on where you drop it. No?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was talking about the floor in my head.
No,
I was
not the floor. The floor. Don't lick the floor.
I'm not licking the floor.
Don't lick the floor, kids. Yeah.
Okay, so what actually causes cancer? We talked about that it's cells.
Yeah.
But cancer cells, and also, like, a bit of this is genetic. So, like,
sure.
Some people do carry a genetic for breast cancer. I forget what it's called, but, like, there's some genetic codes that, like, they can trace back to tracking certain types of cancer. So, there's that.
I feel like at this point, everyone should have at least a little bit of an understanding that, like, everything, almost everything in life is a little bit genetic.
Yeah.
All these I mean, there are certain things, obviously, that, you know, come from an external source.
The environment.
Yeah. But even those, like, I feel like it's probably, you know, like, if you get the flu, obviously, that's an external thing.
Yeah.
Your body's fighting an external virus. But I would imagine your body's reaction to the flu is genetic, you know, like, based on your genes.
Yeah.
The way your body reacts might be different than somebody else's or whatever.
Yeah, it's why some people get super sick and, like, other people don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's super crazy. So cancer cells develop because of multiple changes in their genes. So the cell, as it's multiplying, as it's duplicating, like, think about it. If you duplicate something over and over and over again, eventually it's going to get messed up.
It's a great point. The YouTuber MKBHD uploaded a YouTube video. I want to say it's like 10,000 times. He uploaded it. It started with a 4K... like, just nice video, his normal, you know, whatever, normal video.
Yeah.
And then downloaded it and re-uploaded it and downloaded it and re-uploaded it. And each time, YouTube is compressing it. So in this case, you could think about, like, the compression being the division of cells and when they're, like, multiplying. And by the end, the video was nothing. It was, like, just garbage. Like, there was nothing left of the original video. And so
that's basically what's happening here with, like, the cells.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, lifestyle habits, like Josh touched on, genes you get from your parents, exposed to cancer causing agents in your environment. These all play a role, but there's no obvious cause for cancer. Like, you can put 10 people in a room and there'd be a cancer causing agent, and, like, maybe two or three people get cancer and the rest don't, or whatever. So there's no, like, obvious cause to, like, what is causing cancer.
Right.
Besides the cells kind of duplicating, dying, and not doing their thing.
And I think that's the genetic side of it. Obviously, people know the sun exposure, UV ray exposure can cause skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But the rate and the, what am I trying to say? The, like, how quickly it develops varies for every single person. Like, this person could be in the sun for X amount of time and they get skin cancer, but this person's in the sun for double that amount of time and they don't get skin cancer.
For sure.
So, yeah, obviously that's where the genetics come into play, 'cause every body's different.
Yeah. So when your cancer cell breaks away from a tumor, per se, they travel to other areas of the body, either through the blood system or your lymphatic system.
Right.
So cancer cells that travel through the bloodstream may reach distant organs. If they travel through the lymphatic system, the cancer cell might end up in your lymph nodes. Either way, most of the escaped cancer cells die or are killed before they can start growing somewhere else, which is kind of neat. But one or two might actually settle in a new area and then begin to grow and form new tumors.
Mm.
And this spread of cancer to the new part of the body is what causes it to continue growing.
Right.
So, like, even the tiniest little cell, when it gets placed in a new area, is going to, like, grow. All right. So now that we know how they metastasize, now we know how they move, now we know that it's genetic, environmental, like, all these different factors.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just random. Why doesn't the immune system attack cancer cells? Like, isn't that the whole point of the immune system?
Right. It attacks everything else, that any foreign thing that enters our body.
Yep.
But what's up with cancer?
That it doesn't recognize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your body actually is recognizing and destroying little cancers as they develop all the time.
Oh.
So if we didn't have an immune system at all, then we would be developing cancer a lot more often.
Oh, well, I mean, if we didn't have an immune system at all, we'd just be dead immediately. But
yeah, it would be really bad. Yeah. And this is because of the process of cell division.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about, it's not perfect. And the rate at which some cells grow and divide means errors can happen and the cells become damaged. So in most cases, our immune system acts as a quality control. So it makes sure the cellular mistakes are nipped in the bud before they become way too sinister. So a group of immune cells, they're actually called killer T cells, are the ones mostly responsible for patrolling our bodies and destroying small tumors before they can even harm you.
Killer T cells, great name.
Super great name. I imagine them like walking around with like the ladybird jacket, like from Greece.
Oh, sure.
But it says just killer T on the back killer of it, tea. You know, like a biker jacket kind of thing.
Yeah, like a leather
and they're
jacket.
They're like all walking around like snapping.
Yeah. Oh, like walking down the street.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
They're like walking through your blood system, just like snapping.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like these cool guys that have leather jackets on, say killer T on the back.
They're there to clean up the trash, you know?
Yeah. So if our immune system is so good with these killer T cells, why do we still develop cancer that needs treatment?
Yeah.
Like if our body is attacking it, like why is it still metastasizing? Why is it still growing if we have these killer T cells that are
snapping,
killing the cancer? Snapping along.
These killer T cells that are just snapping right along.
It's crazy. I think that's the other crazy thing. And I kind of greased over it.
Greased.
There's cancer in your body all the time. I know. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Nice.
Like, I think it's crazy. There's cancer in your body all the time.
That is I guess you reading that, I did not know this. Like, that is a, I guess, unsettling realization that, yeah, there is literally cancer cells floating through my body right now that are just, I'm hoping my immune system is going to take care of them.
Yeah, you hope those killer T cells see it and are like, not today.
Hope they can, like, have a big musical number and a fight in a junkyard or something and win out. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just think that is like just so wild that your body's constantly fighting off cancer and like these cells that have duplicated in the incorrect way.
Yeah, yeah. So
in the early stages of cancer, our immune cells do a very good job of killing individual cancer cells as they arise.
Right.
And this is known as the elimination phase, where the immune cells are in control of the tumor and calmly carry out their work.
Okay.
Killer T cells are not calmly carrying it out. Keep in mind, they're over there snapping along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, if the rate of the tumor growing begins to match the activity of the immune system, then we enter a stage of equilibrium. So say the killer T cells, there's like 10 of them there, and all of a sudden this cancer cell duplicates and duplicates, and now there's 10 of them.
Even match.
That's a one-on-one fight rather than like a 10-on-1 fight.
Yeah, much harder.
So now we're in a stage of equilibrium.
Right. Okay.
So in this phase, the immune cells are doing a good enough job at staying on top of the cancer cells as they grow and divide, even though the workload is increasing.
To me, this is a little bit like natural selection, right? Where you have you have all these cancer cells and our immune system is the thing that is doing the natural selection, the survival of the fittest. One of those cancer cells might be better than the other and multiply quicker.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
What's interesting is some tumors can actually get fairly large, but are kept in check by your immune cells. And this can last for several years that like you'll have a tumor grow really fast and then it just stops growing.
Okay. Interesting.
Because it's in a state of equilibrium.
Right. Okay. Because they get a handle on it and it doesn't go any further.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. But as time goes on, cancer cells can develop genetic changes that help them escape the immune system.
Ooh.
And this is what's called as the escape phase.
Oh, it's even more like natural selection. You're evolving.
Exactly. Yes. So unfortunately, once cancer cells really start to change and grow, they come up with an ingenious way of bypassing the immune cells and escaping their detection.
Oh my gosh.
So it's at this point that the immune cells can't keep up with the evolving tumor, and some cancer cells in the tumor become too clever and immune cells can't adapt fast enough to keep them at bay. And then the immune cells recognize danger throughout a group of molecules found on the surface of the cell of the body. And this helps them inspect potential problems closely and decide whether they need to attack or not. But when that cancer reaches that escape phase, it can change.
Yeah.
And those molecules that would otherwise reveal the cancer to the immune system are lost, and the killer T cells move past, unaware of the danger that the cancer cell would even be there to cause a problem.
Yeah, it's literally like a movie. I mean, literally...
It is a movie.
Literally, the cancer cells are developing, evolving to have, like, invisibility to the... You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's like a camouflage. They're, like, blending in.
Yeah.
So that then the T cells are just like, yeah, nothing here. No problems here.
Yeah. I was even thinking it's like they pick up a jacket of a killer T cell that was, like,
gosh,
on the floor.
Yeah.
And, like, put it on. And so they just think that they're a part of the killer team.
They're
even though
infiltrating, they're infiltrating the gang.
This is getting deep.
It is. And there was like a line that you said was some cancer cells in the tumor become too clever, right? And obviously, I think it's a way of phrasing it because they evolve and whatever. But
sure.
Again, the thought that this is happening inside everyone's bodies. I mean, obviously not to this stage, hopefully, like cancer cells aren't becoming too clever for your T cells, but this movie is playing out inside everyone's body right now.
At all times.
At all times. At all times.
I've got an even better line for you to wrap this up before we move on to what you learned on Reddit this week.
Okay, hit me.
So cancer cells develop ways to inactivate immune cells by producing molecules that will make them stop working. So they also change their local environment so it becomes a hostile place for immune cells to work.
Oh my goodness. So
is that not insane?
They can inactivate immune cells and also make their environment a bad place to work.
Mind-blowing, right?
All while being invisible, basically, to them.
But
that is totally, I mean, that's totally out of a movie. Inside Job, they put that jacket on, they infiltrate the gang, start like shaking things up, starting some fires amongst the members. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So once the tumor have changed their environment, any circulating T cells that arrive at the space are literally rendered inactive. Like they get there and just die.
They just can't, there's nothing.
They poof.
Yeah.
Insane. I feel like I could go on. I feel like this is like the top of the iceberg with cancer. And of course, this is not how every cancer works, but that's an overview of the killer T cells, the cancer cells, how the cancer cells come to be, and what's happening inside your body every single day.
Why the killer T cells don't always attack them. That's fat.
Yep.
Dude, that is deeper than I even thought it would go.
I know, right? It's crazy. This is out of a movie. We just wrote the next Disney Pixar movie.
I think that would be like a weird... I don't know. They did just announce Inside Out 2, so maybe this is Inside Out 3.
Dude, have you seen the anxiety
one? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I have at least 15 of those running around my head.
Yeah.
At least 15.
You know, it's...
And it is exactly perfectly what anxiety
it is.
Would look like as a little thing.
100%. Like, they nailed the look of that character. And it's so...
Yes.
...funny because, you know, the last episode we did was on anxiety. And we talked about how much of an epidemic it is in this country. Like, there's a lot of people that are struggling with it. And it's so funny that you say that because that was like the number one comment on everything was like, oh, that anxiety. I got a lot of that anxiety character.
I've got a lot of them running around my head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited about Inside Out too. I think it's going to be great. I think the first one was a win.
Yeah.
I think the second one is going to be even more amazing.
I agree. And I think, you know, we're clearly riding Inside Out 3, Attack of the T Cells.
Pixar. Hit us up.
Pixar, we're ready. Just let us know when you want a script.
We're ready.
We'll get it to you.
Yeah, we're on top of it. We're ready.
What was that weird movie? There was a movie that was like blood cells. I think it's called like Osmosis Jones. It was like a white blood cell, which are the cells that are, you know, your immune system. They're responsible for keeping order.
Yeah.
But they portrayed him as like a cop, like a, you know, like a classic noir cop that was keeping order. Yeah, that's so funny. I remember
that's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, and Chris Rock plays the cop. That feels right. Okay.
All right, Josh, what did you learn this week on Reddit?
All right, this has nothing to do with cancer. I picked this one.
Perfect.
It's a little lighter, just fun fact, I guess, to pick it up at the end. It also has nothing to do with science, but I, you know, it's just an interesting, shocking fact, I guess.
I mean, really, our killer snail really didn't either, but that's okay.
We're talking about chicken, and specifically
okay.
chicken restaurants. Okay, how do you think Chick-fil-A...
We do love Chick-fil-A.
How do you think it compares in sales? We're talking sales here, so dollar figure annual okay. sales. How do you think it compares to the other big chains? So specifically, we've got KFC, Popeyes... Raising Cane's, Wingstop, and Zaxby's are all on here.
I don't think it's number one.
You don't think Chick-fil-A is number one?
And I could be wrong about that.
So what would you say would be number one?
I think Popeyes might be number one.
Okay.
Probably then Chick-fil-A and then Zaxby's and Cane's.
What about KFC?
KFC's been in for a long time. I think yeah. they might be two.
Two. Number two.
One or two. Okay. One or two.
Okay.
Does Chick-fil-A blow them all out of the water?
This is specifically, I got to make this clear, this is just in the U.S. as of 2022, so this was last year. The total sales for Zaxby's, Wingstop, Cane's, Popeyes, and KFC, total sales, $17.8 billion. Added, that's all those restaurants added
together. $17.8 uh-huh. billion. Dollars.
Right? All those restaurants added together.
$17.8 That's insane.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, what Chick-fil-A
on its own, $18.8 billion.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, on its
what?
Own, Chick-fil-A beats every single one of those restaurants added together.
You know, I was out here just really rooting for the little team. You know, I was really hoping the little team would get it done.
I could not believe that. Well, and like the other crazy thing is all of those other restaurants added up, that is 10,674 restaurants between all of them.
Oh my gosh. How many Chick-fil-A restaurants are there?
2,988. And this is as of 2022. As of 2022, so I'm sure this last year more have opened. But that is it. And they've made $18.8 billion.
Thank goodness they got that Chick-fil-A line figured out, because like...
Dude, it's unmatched.
I am speechless.
That's
like,
the thing.
What?
Like, okay, so I saw this. This was literally, I saw this, I think, last night. And obviously, like, the stat blew me away. I couldn't believe that Chick-fil-A... just destroyed every other place. But then I was reading the comments,
literally,
and all of them were like, you know, the food is fine, like it's good, you know, whatever, good chicken, whatever, but the thing that they have figured out is the customer experience there.
Yes.
Where it is like you get,
I will go to Chick-fil-A over others just because of that. I leave feeling like a movie star. Like, I am the most important person in the world.
And that thing of like, you get in that drive-through line, it's massive, you know, it's always huge.
Yeah.
But you know you're going to get through it in like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like they just...
I think the longest I've ever waited was like 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was like, they gave me like free fries because of it.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. If they like screw up your order, they'll give you like free everything. It's like, that's what's so important about that. Like they figured that out, and it totally shows. Here's another little tidbit to add to the craziness of that fact. It's so, yeah, they're making $18.8 billion compared to $17.8 billion of all the other restaurants combined. And Chick-fil-A, as we all know, is the only one of those restaurants that isn't open on Sunday. So they did that with one less day.
Oh, yeah.
A weekend, too. A weekend day. That's a big, that would be a big day to make money. And they are not open.
Dude, there's nothing worse than a Sunday when you like want Chick-fil-A and like, they're not open. You're like,
oh, yeah. I've been there. It's rough. It's so rough. But yeah, there's my fun fact on Chick-fil-A and chicken sales. Let us know out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you a Chick-fil-A person? What's up? What do you got?
Chick-fil-A kills about 2 million chickens per day and around 800 million in a year.
Oh my.
You want to know which brand uses the most? I know exactly where this Chick-fil-A is. I've been to it.
Is it the LAX Chick-fil-A?
No.
What is the other one? There's another one that's like notoriously, I don't know. Just tell me.
The Midtown Manhattan.
Oh.
At 6th Avenue in New York. The store is open daily from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and boasts a 24-hour drive-through.
Oh.
For those enough who can't get like enough
sure.
Chick-fil-A goodness.
Yeah.
According to the website, the location gets an impressive 2,000 plus Chick-fil-A sandwiches every single day.
2,000.
Chick-fil-A has a whole thing on their website called Farm to Restaurant, where our food comes from.
Okay. Well...
Jeez. Well, that's the podcast. Chickens, yeah. Cancer. We got the C's in line, you know.
Chicken, yeah, chicken and cancer. I'm sure Chick-fil-A will love their name mentioned in a cancer podcast.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. It's okay. It's fine. Anyway, if you like the podcast, leave us a rating and review or reach out to us at
randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
We love to hear from you guys, and it mm-hmm. means the most to us when we get to hear your ideas. So if you have them, drop them. Mm-hmm. And if you're an OG RT science pal, let us know in your rating and review, and we'll move you to the top of the list if you have a really cool podcast idea.
Absolutely.
Until the next one, we'll chat with you guys later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.